It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We've been learning more about a hostage rescue in Colombia. That country's army staged an elaborate ruse last week. It tricked Marxist rebels into handing over 15 high-profile hostages. Those hostages included three Americans. What is less well known until now is that the United States played a significant role in that rescue. NPR's Juan Ferrero has some details from Bogota, Colombia.
The hostages' rescue was captured on video, and their celebration when they learned they'd been liberated was out of control. Days later, the American hostages, former Defense Department contractors, spoke for the first time.
It feels so good to be free here now.
Mark Gonzalez also thanked Colombian commandos. He said they had
executed that very daring and what I would think is probably the most perfect rescue that has ever executed in the history of the world.
The U.S. Embassy created a 100-member team of analysts, intelligence agents, and special operations planners whose purpose was to find a way to liberate the Americans. From the beginning, American officials knew a conventional rescue was risky. The FARC is prone to kill hostages, and Ambassador William Brownfield had to deal with those concerns when he met with the American families.
I made to them two promises. First, that freedom for their sons, brothers, husbands, fathers would be our highest priority. And second, I would never recommend any action that would put at risk their lives.
The American team had been collecting intelligence on the FARC. FARC deserters, former hostages, intercepted radio communications, special sensors mounted in the jungle, all helped the Americans deduce where the hostages were. Ambassador Brownfield gave his team of planners instructions.
Take a fresh look at this. Try to figure out why we have not succeeded in 4.5 years. And come up with a fresh approach.
What followed in January was a tedious cat-and-mouse game, the FARC moving through the jungle with the American hostages. Close behind were Colombian commando teams, 12 of them. Some American special forces also participated. Brownfield said the idea was to carefully, methodically encircle the hostages and their captors. Then a plane would drop leaflets, telling the FARC they were surrounded, but that they would not be attacked. The idea was to offer them a deal to negotiate. Colombian commandos got so close in February they even saw the Americans bathing in the river. But they never encircled them. Then the rebel slipped free, with the hostages. The information gleaned about the FARC, though, would prove useful in the future. That came when the Colombians hatched another idea. It entailed sending a fake radio message to the FARC and telling the commander holding the hostages to get them ready, that a helicopter from a relief organization friendly to the rebels would show up in a jungle clearing. Brownfield gave the plan a 50-50 chance.
My first reaction was, this is very ambitious. There are a lot of moving parts to this. There are all sorts of things that can go wrong with this plan.
Brownfield then had to sell it to the White House. He spoke in a teleconference on June 30th to Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and other officials. They pounded him with questions.
I was pressed fairly hard, as I would expect to be, as I would hope to be, to justify, to explain my recommendations.
Last Wednesday, Colombian commandos sprung into action. They posed as members of the relief agency, and they came in a white helicopter. A backup team was made up mostly of Colombians, but included elite American troops. The idea was to encircle the FARC and the hostages should the operation have failed. But it did not. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.